What's up, Danny?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Doing well. I hadn't heard you in a while, and I always listen on Thursdays to hear what you have to say. And it's kind of a slow recruiting time right now for the Razorbacks, but you always have good information for us. And let's start by talking about DeAndre Goolsbee, who's going to be visiting the Razorbacks this weekend.
Yeah, he's going to be the only official visitor that we know of so far. DeAndre's a four-star tight end out of Derby, Kansas. Hey, I've seen this guy play this past summer in 7-on-7. He is a grown man. We've got him ranked number 3 in the country at tight end. If there's 2 above him, I'd love to see him, because this guy, he's as good as they get, in my opinion. He's 6'4", 225. He kind of reminds you of Hunter Henry, although he's not quite as big, doesn't have the strength and maybe the ability to break tackles down the field, but he's more of a big, lanky wide receiver with speed, just incredible athleticism, incredible hands, big-time playmaker. This will be, I think, his 3rd trip to Fayetteville. He made 2 unofficial visits this summer. He's got very close family ties to Arkansas wide receivers coach Michael Smith. In fact, Michael Smith used to change this kid's diaper. He's good friends with this kid's parent. I think they played together in college, so a lot of close ties to this staff. It's great to get him back on campus again. He's got a top 5, and Arkansas is in it. It's Arkansas, Florida, Kansas State, Ohio State, and Oklahoma right now. But I feel good about Arkansas's chances. Not ready to make a prediction of any sort, but again, it's just great to get him back on campus for an official visit.
Danny, I guess that was my next question. You kind of answered it. With Arkansas, Florida, Kansas State, Ohio State, and Oklahoma, I mean, that right there, to just have Arkansas on the top side of that top 5, I think that's good for the future of him possibly becoming a Razorback.
Yeah, I think it's a good sign, but I will say this. I think it will probably come down to Arkansas and Florida, if I had to guess. I think the other 3 are kind of behind at this point. But, hey, you've got to like Arkansas's chances if that's the case. You're 5 hours from Derby, Kansas. His parents can come down every Saturday if they wanted to. And, obviously Arkansas has got a lot going for him right now with the way they're using tight ends. I think they want about 7 or 8 scholarship tight ends on campus at all times every year. So he could definitely be one of those. I think they're trying to increase their athleticism there, and he definitely falls in line with what they want. So we'll see how it shakes out, but I do think you have to feel good about your chance.
And you talked a little bit about Coach Smith, the receiver coach, knowing him. Who's the main guy recruiting him? Is it Barry Lunny Jr., who's the new tight end coach? And what also, as far as who's recruiting him, how much does it impact the tight end position if you look at Coach Bielema's track record with tight ends? And I'm sure that these guys' goal is to get to the next level with the NFL. And you have a good one in Owen Daniels, who was under Coach Bielema.
Yeah. Lance Kendrick is another one, Matt, that he, produced there at Wisconsin. I think he may have won the Mackey Award, if I remember correctly, or he was up for it anyway. But to answer your first question, Michael Smith, I guess you would call the lead recruiter. Arkansas does things a little bit different. If you're on their top 20, top 25 list of recruits, you're basically being recruited by 3 or 4 guys, including Coach Bielema. So you could name 3 or 4 guys that's recruiting Goolsbee, but with his family ties to Arkansas and Coach Smith, I would say Smith is probably his lead recruiter. But you're exactly right about the tight end position. You look at what Hunter Henry's done so far this year. Jeremy Sprinkles made some plays for him and will continue to do so over the next few years. So you've already got Jack Krause committed to you from Bentonville High School. You picked up another tight end last week out of Plantation, Florida. Ravian Pierce committed to Arkansas. So you're starting to see some depth at that position being built, and Goolsbee, as I said, would be a great addition there.
Does that hurt? The tight end position's a little different. If it's a quarterback or a running back, maybe if 2 or 3 guys commit, then maybe you don't. But I would think a tight end position, not as much. And, if he committed, and I think we've asked you this before, Danny, would he accept, as Coach Bielema, would he take all 3 tight ends this year in the recruiting class?
Absolutely. I think he would, and there's a few reasons behind it. I think Jack Krause is a great tight end prospect, But I look at him, and I see a guy who could easily grow into an offensive lineman. He's 6'5", 250, and got shoulders for miles. I mean, he's got a huge frame. He's only going to get bigger, in my opinion. And he's a guy you might could move around. Same deal with Ravian Pierce. He's only about 6'4", 220. He might – you've seen him line Hunter Henry up out, you know, at split end. He's a guy you can do that with. So maybe not a true tight end with Ravian Pierce, but a guy you can do different things with. And, hey, for me it all goes back to the first six games you watch and how many tight ends they've used on different packages.
Right.
There's times when they've got three in the game, and I think that you obviously need depth to be able to do that. So I think they feel good about taking three in this class.
Danny West from HogSports.com joining us on Overtime. And, Danny, Abu Lehman's going to be at the stadium on an unofficial visit. Now, did I read this right? He's committed to South Carolina right now?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird deal. He took an official visit to Arkansas this past summer. He took an unofficial to Arkansas in the spring. So he's been here a couple of times. He ended up picking South Carolina late this summer. He's actually from North Carolina, so I think maybe being a little closer to home is what got him to commit to the Gamecocks. But
so basically he's just trying to get a free ticket to the game.
Well, you would hope not, but it is interesting that he's coming for this game in particular. I think more than anything, it worked out for his schedule. Obviously, those guys play on Saturday too, so if he's got the week off and he's able to travel this week, I guess it's good for him to be back on campus. But yeah, I definitely see your point there. But you know, as long as he's coming and visiting Arkansas, and you can talk to him on campus and show him around again and feed him, I think you got to feel good about it. It's another opportunity to try to flip him. But in my honest opinion, I think they're going to have a hard time getting a boo.
I think you're right there. That is kind of weird, I guess, how that worked out. We did have some callers to change real quick to basketball about the kid you talked about last week, that it was between West Virginia and Arkansas, and I think that it's been said that he chose West Virginia, but can you just maybe elaborate on that and why he chose West Virginia, I guess?
He Jalen Hudson, he actually chose Virginia Tech
Virginia
last week.
Virginia Tech, okay.
Yeah, he's originally from Virginia, I think, and I think he actually has some family issues that he's trying to work through. I've been told he had a very sick parent back home, so I think that had a big impact on his decision, but it was definitely a loss for Arkansas. It's a guy they really wanted and just quite didn't get. So moving forward, they've got three commitments in this year's class. I think you'll probably see them stick with three and then save that extra spot for 2015.
If you've got questions for Danny West, give us a call, 433-1037. He'll answer all your recruiting questions, as he'll be here for about another 10 minutes. I do have a question back to football real quick, and I see – they've got Larry Pryor, a wide receiver, and then Briston Goodry, a defensive tackle. Both those guys, one Pryor being in 2015 and Goodry in the 2016 class. Is it good to see these guys early, you know, early and often if you're, you know, on them hardcore in the recruiting process?
And do they both have scholarship offers?
Right now, Larry Pryor, the 2015 four-star wide receiver out of Sulphur Springs, Texas, he does have an offer from Arkansas, I understand. Goodry does not at this point. He's a young teammate of a couple of Arkansas commitments down in Louisiana. He's going to make the trip with those guys. Arkansas actually requested him to make the trip with those guys. So apparently he's someone they're really looking at. 2016 defensive tackle. I think he's 6'3", 260 already, and that's obviously pretty big for a sophomore. So wouldn't surprise me if he works his way into an offer eventually.
Danny, let's go ahead and take some phone calls. We got some folks wanting to ask some questions. So we'll start with David. He's in North Little Rock. What's up, David?
Hey, what's going on? How y'all guys doing up there? Yeah, I was calling about the guy at Carlisle, Deron Rick. I heard he had a visit to Fayetteville this weekend, too.
I have not heard that, but Carlisle definitely off to another solid start this season, one of the top schools in 2A, so it wouldn't surprise me if they've got a few players. I know they're young running back, or I guess he's a senior now, Bo Weddle. A lot of offers from within the state, very good player, but not very familiar with the kid you mentioned, but If you want to give me his name one more time, I can write it down and see what I can find out about him.
We lost him on the line, so sorry about that, Danny. Let's go to Donald, who's in Sherwood.
I got one good question. I understand he's an underclassman, but as a tight end, would Chris Gregg's younger brother be on our recruiting list?
Oh, well, he's definitely high on Arkansas's radar. He's got an offer. He picked up an offer two summers ago. Will Gregg is one of the top tight ends for next year's class. Alabama has offered him, Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, and, of course, Arkansas. So he's definitely high on Arkansas's radar, probably their top tight end prospect for next year. I think Will is actually going to Ole Miss this weekend. He's been up here several times already this season for unofficial visits. So I think he's going to go check out the Ole Miss Rebels this weekend.
All right. Well, thank you.
You bet.
And, Danny, I guess from the list, is there any new news? And as far as some of the quarterbacks that have committed, is everybody still firm on that or anything else that I guess is kind of off the radar that we don't know about?
Yeah, everything, you know, you're 3-3 right now, and I've actually been surprised that there hasn't been more, you know, friction with the recruits. Everybody seems to still be solid. You asked about the two quarterbacks, of course, Rafe Peavy, the 2014 commit, and Ty Story from there in Charleston, 2015 commit. Both of those guys are blowing it up this season, both of them having huge numbers on the field and still doing a good job recruiting for Arkansas. They're kind of the leaders of their class in terms of going out and finding phone numbers of other Arkansas prospects and getting on the phone with them and trying to get them to come up for a visit and trying to get them to contact the coaches. So both of those guys are still going hard at it and doing a great job.
Danny, Danny Sports from hogsports.com. You can follow Danny on Twitter at DannyWest1. He also puts all of his news and insights from around the recruiting world on there. So if you've got anything for him, you can do that. You can also call us now, 433-1037, and he's got questions for you. Let's go to Kane. He wants to talk some recruiting. What's up, Kane?
What's up, man?
What up?
Yeah, I need to ask Mr. West about Caron Ross. Is Arkansas going to offer him, or they're going to just stick to the three that they have?
Yeah, at this point, I do not see Ross getting an offer. You know, I think he actually just committed, if I heard right, to Lehigh over the weekend. So I don't see any movement there right now. Very good in-state player, but, again, I don't see them making a move toward him at this point.
Devon's in Sherwood. What's up, Devon?
Yes, I was trying to see if he knew anything about Marlon Clemens from Sherwood, Sylvan Hill.
What's his name again? Can you repeat that?
Marlon Clemens from Sylvan Hill.
Marlon Clemens.
I have not heard that name yet. Don't know much about him at this point. I can definitely reach out to him on Facebook and see if he's picking up any interest.
Danny, let me ask you this, and I've often wondered about people that, you know, do your type of work. I mean, you got to go to pretty much every avenue, don't you, as far as trying to get in touch with some of these recruits, Facebook, Twitter. I mean, that seems like it could be a pretty tedious process.
Yeah, it can be. You think back towards the summer months. At one point, I think I had 412 names and numbers to look at, and you try to narrow that down and try to find out exactly who Arkansas is targeting. And it can be, you know, it can be difficult at times, but with Facebook and Twitter, you know, most of your kids are using those things nowadays, so it makes it a little easier. And, of course, we've got the Rivals.com network that kind of helps us out, and we've got a database full of numbers. So we've got some help, but you're right, it can be tedious at times.
And before we go to Jack, we got a live fan feedback that says, what about the receivers committed? And then also, are there any receivers that are being recruited? Which one of those recruits do you think will commit? And how many commits at receiver position do we have so far?
You've got three right now. You've got three good ones, in my opinion, from the state of Louisiana. Jared Cornelius out of Shreveport Evangel, obviously a big-time high school down there. But some people would consider him one of the top two or three receivers in the state of Louisiana this year. He came up to camp, very impressive. He's about 6 foot, 185. Not a blazer by any means, but definitely has some speed and has great hands. Then you've got Corey McBride from Dutchtown High School there in I guess, South Louisiana, 6'2", 180. Now, this guy does have some speed, about 4.36. And then his teammate, Torrence Mosley, is more of an athlete. I think he plays running back for Dutchtown. He's about 5'10", 165 with 4.4 speed. So you've got some athleticism there to look forward to. Not heavily recruited guys. I think Cornelius picked Arkansas over Tennessee and Missouri, so he had some decent offers. But the other two are kind of off the radar a little bit, but Arkansas seems to really like them. And they're also targeting Johnny Dixon, a four-star wide receiver down in Florida. Johnny came up for the first game, maybe the second game of the season, for an official visit. So you're still in the mix for him. He's obviously a big-time prospect.
Danny, let's go to the phone lines and talk to Jack. He's in Dardanelle.
Hey, I was going to ask about two 2015 athletes, Avery Johnson and Deion Stewart, where they're looking at going, what they might be rated, and what they're recruited, what position. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, great question. I really like both of those guys. excuse me, don't have quite as much information on Deion right now. Avery is actually the one that gave me his phone number just a few weeks ago. Avery, I do know, is very much on Arkansas's list of targets for next year's class. He doesn't have an offer at this point, but I saw him in camp, very impressed with his athleticism. He's probably 6'1", 200 or so, does a little bit of everything for Highland this year, and they're putting up a lot of good numbers. I check them out every Friday, and they've definitely got it going over there, but still very early in the process for both of those guys.
Danny West from hogsports.com joining us on Overtime. You can check him out on Twitter at DannyWest1. Now, I also saw where Josh Frazier and Jake Hall from Springdale Harbor are making unofficial visits this weekend. Any news as far as Josh Frazier making a move towards the University of Arkansas?
None recently, but I will say this. I think it's very important that you get him back on campus again. I think he's been to most of the games here in Fayetteville this season, so you know, people can say what they want about Frazier and how he's flirting with all these other schools. That's his right. You know, it's his process to enjoy, and he's definitely one that wants to enjoy it. But, you know, people forget how many times he's been on Arkansas's campus over the last year or so. And, you know, you're still trying to build that relationship with him, and I still feel good about Arkansas's chances in the end. I just think Josh wants to string it out and go all the way up to signing day. And again, I can't say I blame him for that. Not sure I'd do it any different. But they're both having a good year. Jake Hall, a guy who's got offers from Cincinnati and Louisiana Monroe. I think he's actually a pretty good prospect for maybe a gray shirt here at Arkansas. He may get, you know, that kind of opportunity to play for the Razorbacks, if anything. So just another weekend to get those guys back on campus. I think that's always a positive.
And we have a lot more phone calls, but as far as I want to get your I guess your thoughts on a gray shirt. Now, is that more common nowadays than it was, you know, let's say 20 years ago, or is it just not as common anymore? Is it kind of just, you know, maybe one guy out of every recruiting class might do that?
Yeah, I don't know. It may be more common around the nation, but you don't see it quite as much at Arkansas anymore for whatever reason. But for people that don't know, it's basically when you bring a kid in, he basically walks on for a year, and then you promise him a scholarship. He gets put on scholarship his second year, as long as he's, you know, doing the things that
right.
you asked him to do. But, I haven't seen it happen a lot at Arkansas here recently, but I'm sure it still goes on.
Let's go ahead and take one more phone call before the break, and we will end this with Robert from Little Rock. What's up, Robert?
Hey, how's it going? Man, I'm sorry, but all this tight end talk depresses me. It reminds me of Houston Nutt. But anyway, I think that if Arkansas is going to win big, it's going to be through defense. You asked about Josh Frazier. I don't feel good about him at all.
He's not talented, or you don't feel good like he's going to go to Arkansas?
I just think he's playing Arkansas.
I got you.
How about the defensive lineman from Wisconsin? He was committed to Wisconsin, but you know, had some pretty good things to say about Arkansas. And just let me know about any defensive players.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, Craig Evans, Wisconsin commit, originally committed to Brett Bielema. when he was at Wisconsin. When Bielema left, he decommitted from the Badgers, then he recommitted to them about a month later. So it's kind of been an up-and-down situation there. He did take an official visit at Arkansas a few weeks ago, and Arkansas, in my opinion, is probably where he's going to end up. I will say this about Josh Frazier. Let him enjoy his process. He's the one out there working hard and busting his tail and earning all these scholarships. So just because he doesn't jump on board in August doesn't mean he won't be just as committed to you in February. So,
exactly. I'm with you, and I'll have to disagree. I like the fact that we're getting a lot of tight ends. I really do like that move.
Danny, we appreciate the time, man, and look to talk to you next week.
All right, bud. Appreciate it.